1 week ago, an agent of Satan walked into the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas, and opened fire, leaving dead and wounded in the aftermath. The questions that came about after this massacre are ones of faith as well as security. With us now to discuss this as we continue to go through the aftermath is the president of the Dietrich Bonhoeffer Institute, Reverend Dr. Rob Schenck. Thanks for being here today, Reverend.
Well, I wish I could say today that it's my pleasure, but we're talking about such a sad and serious subject that I'm just I'm happy we're talking about it.
Well, it's good. Well, you know, talking is releasing, and I think it's better than holding it in and getting it all pent up, because we know physically and emotionally what happens when you do that. And now, I think, too, because this happened where it did in a church, that we all don't feel just simply sorrow, because that's not supposed to happen in a place like that. I think we all, to some degree, we all feel violated in a lot of ways.
Boy, I agree with you on that. I feel that personally, and I'm registering that as I'm talking with church leaders, church members, Christians, people of faith all over the country. I think you're exactly right on that.
And looking, too, you know, I'm one of those people who always read the comments of online articles, and you know, certainly we have a Facebook page, and people comment to things we post there. And a couple of points that I guess the unknowing or the confused bring up, or the questions they ask is, you know, for example, why did God let this happen? Which my response is, well, God didn't. Satan did.
Yes, I think in every way, Jesus said the thief, meaning Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And, of course, that's in the here and now and in the there and then. It's the hope of eternal life, which ultimately is our hope, even in the aftermath of something as confusing as this is, even for believers. And yet our comfort is that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So there is even a hopeful end to this catastrophic moment in so many lives. And that's really the place of faith and confidence in our Lord. It's the missing dimension in so many people's lives.
Wasn't it the task of Satan? His goal is to shake and loosen as many people of faith as he possibly can through acts like this. If he can get a believer to become a non-believer, then that's a win for Satan.
Of course, of course. And that's where the beauty of the testimonies that are coming out of First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. I've been reading and watching survivors and members who have been speaking so confidently of their faith, even in the face of emotional devastation. They have a quiet, beautiful testimony of faith, and that will ring even louder than the murderous acts will. And that's hopeful, a beautiful, hopeful sign.
Well, certainly the pastor of the church has been a shining example. I mean, here's a pastor and a wife who lost their 14-year-old daughter, would have been their lives as well at risk or at loss, too, if they had been there. They were traveling that day, and you see something like that, and you think, could I stand tall and still stand strong and bright like that man and woman are? And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know if I could in light of that. That would be probably a life challenge that many would find insurmountable.
And I felt the same, and, you know, it makes you feel very humble, because you think, you know, I think of all the things I've complained about in my life. Nothing comes even a millimeter close to what this family has experienced. And look at that. You know, that should leave all of us humbled.
So Reverend Dr. Rob Schenck, who is the president of the Dietrich Bonhoeffer Institute. A couple of websites. We have links over at our page, too, RevRobSchenck.com and TDBI.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Do you think out of bad, good can come, where people see that pastor, see the people of the town talking and proclaiming their faith and seeking healing in God, and there might be that one unbeliever out there saying, you know, maybe they got something. I got to look at that a little closer.
I think there are so many lessons for Christians to learn, and so many beautiful things for believers, for non-believers rather, to see in this. I think it's a beautiful testimony of faith in the aftermath of this. The love that not just the church, but the entire community has for one another has been a beautiful testimony of faith. So yes, and we read in Scripture over and over again, we have this equation. What the devil means for destruction, God will use for good. And we see that replay itself over and over again, as we are seeing here. I think in the end, we're going to see that beautiful seeds of the gospel have been planted in hearts, in minds, even in our culture and in our society, and they will spring forth and bring fruit over time. For now, it's a time to weep with those who weep, and we are weeping with our brothers and sisters and our fellow Americans and our fellow human beings in Texas. And I hope people are moving to help them as well. I've been encouraging people to go to the church's Facebook page, First Baptist Sutherland Springs, at First Baptist Sutherland Springs, and make a donation there, because this church, this tiny little family of God, is burdened in a way that's unfathomable. 26 funerals coming up, 20 visits to critically injured people in the hospital, a building that now must be demolished because it's beyond repair after being blood-soaked and destroyed by gunfire and death. This is an enormous burden for this church, and we should pray and act. It's not enough, the book of James says, to say, God bless you, be warmed and filled, and not provide what those people need. So let's all get together, wrap our arms of faith around them in prayer, and do what we can, even if it's a small donation, to help them through this terribly burdensome time.
And that's a great response, too, to those, probably a kinder way to say this, but those who are ignorant. I've seen the tweets on various news stories, too, about what did prayer prove? Look what happened. And with the assumption being that if you're a person of faith, that life is a golden path to an eternal castle. But if you read the stories of all the apostles, well, life wasn't exactly easy for those individuals, was it?
No, it wasn't, and Jesus even told us that. He said the road that leads to life is difficult. It's arduous. It's filled with pain. But we have hope and comfort in the promises of God and his presence in our lives and our love for one another. And we have to remember, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for each other. So showing each other love in times like this is also a wonderful testimony.
For someone listening right now who is still shaken, confused, and maybe even a doubt starting to creep in, what would you say to that person?
Well, first is, in these times, we need one another. We need each other's strength. And really, others need us more than we need ourselves. And sometimes doubt is a kind of self-indulgence. It's a way of withdrawing into ourselves. Right now, we need to get outside of ourselves and to help people and to reach out to people, and especially to those people in Texas, even if only with our prayers. And I always say, you know, prayer is not the least we can do. It's always the most we can do for each other. And then we work from there. And so we can help others. When we get outside of ourselves, you know, sometimes we'll find something there that strengthens and renews us. There's a temptation to withdraw. There's also a temptation to give in to fear here. And I think it's really important for us to keep this in perspective. There are 350,000 churches in America. This past Sunday, one of them experienced something unspeakable and unimaginable that threatened safety and security for that entire community. But in 349,999 other churches, there was peace, and there was prayer, and there was worship, and there was love, and there was care, and there were people who were taking care of each other and loving on each other, and communities that were paying for people's rent and other benevolences and operating food pantries. And so we just have to get these things in perspective and be careful that we don't give into temptations to doubt, to fear, to other negatives, when what's needed right now is a positive response to all of these things.
Very wise words from the president of the Dietrich Bonhoeffer Institute, which you can learn more about at tdbi.org. His website is also revrobshank.com. We have links to both at our webpage. Reverend Dr. Rob Shank, thanks so much for your wisdom and your show of faith as well, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you.